It came out of the dashboard barely 2 foot from her face. When the heating fan saw the vent began to oscillate, she could not believe her eyes. She thought the vent had come alive as the probing legs came blackly through the grate, and a spiky sheet of fear flew up her back. She fought the force of fingers to relax, but with one eye on the grate, she stabbed blindly at the brake and the battered hold and skidded off the track. It squeezed past the plastic, fell forward with a plop. She screamed and watched it run back through the car. But a herk-jerk doll, spring-loaded in a box, she catapulted through the door onto the tar. And the night air hit her body like a blow. It was very nearly 4 degrees below. On the back road to Camp Coban, from the lights of Jindabyne, she'd been running with the coming of the snow. And it's somewhere in the car, Lord, it's somewhere in the car. The car light's not working in the night, it's deathly dark. You know you have matches somewhere, but you don't know where they are. And the mongrel thing is somewhere in the car. She'd driven down from Sydney, where it must have gone on board. She knew it was a funnel web, she'd seen the things before. But they're rarely quite as large or as ugly and as fast. It's a thing that she'd seen running on the floor. As she flipped the driver's rear door open wide, but the moon was gone, she couldn't see inside. Under the empty biscuit packets and discarded burger wrappers, there was far too many places it could hide. And it's somewhere in the car, Lord, it's somewhere in the car. Cabin light's not working and the night is deathly dark. You know you have matches somewhere, but you don't know where they are. And the mongrel thing is somewhere in the car. So she walked around in front of the Holden. She looked at it as it lay in the ditch like a wounded beast. She knew no one else was coming up that road that night from Cairn Coban. She wondered what the hell she was going to do. Now several feet of fallen tree had gone in through the grill, and the one remaining headlight glimmered dimly in the chill. Then the first few flakes of white spun and danced along the light as a blizzard came in howling from the hills. And the horror of her situation dawned. She knew she'd freeze unless she sheltered from the storm. So with every nightmare that she'd known, she got back inside the Holden, driven by the desperation to be warm. Through the hours of the darkness, she stared into the blackness, every muscle in her body quivering in wild alarm. Every time she thought she heard it as it skidded through the papers, every time she thought she felt it on her arm. And the howling mountain blizzard locked its fingers round their prison, and the storm clouds blotted out the stars. Hell isn't hot at all, she thought. It's colder than the grave. And it runs on silent legs inside this car. Now the spider died at midnight, frozen by the alpine air. But as it fell down from the roof, there was a scream of wild despair. The next day they found her there with a catatonic stare, and the funnel web still tangled in her hair. So they searched the woman's body for a bite, though there was none, she was dead and icy white. And the coroner said probably a stress-related coronary, because he didn't want to say she died of fright. It's somewhere in the car, Lord, it's somewhere in the car. The cabin light's not working in the night, is it deathly dark? You know you have matches somewhere, but you don't know where they are, do you? And the mongrel thing is somewhere in the car. Now there's a scientist on the Sunday social page who's just been married to a girl who's half his age. While back in his laboratory at Sydney University, there's a funnel web that's missing from a its cage.